I understand the story behind the Resistance Red Hats. And maybe for anybody that doesn't know, you could just explain why the red hat. Why what is the connection?
The connection is in Norway in 1941, I believe it was. They came up with a way to express themselves, if you will, and they did this by knitting red hats. And that was to, I don't know how to say it, go against the occupation, the Nazi occupation in Norway.
Yeah, and
made them feel Norwegian.
You've got a little explainer that goes with the hats here, and it said it became a powerful nonviolent symbol of national unity, cultural identity, and quiet defiance.
Mm-hmm.
And then around September of 41, Norwegians wore them to signal patriotism, boost morale, and reject the occupying forces, eventually leading to an official ban by the Nazis in 1942. My question is, what's the parallel to the United States here? Evan, maybe you.
So I would say that this situation that has been affecting us, not just now, but for quite some time, more than people are aware of.
Quickly, what situation are you talking about? Just so I understand.
Not respecting people of a lower demographic that is described, people that don't look the same, speak the same, people that are your neighbors, that what this country was built off of, that we forget.
So lack of love of neighbor.
Yes, lack of love of neighbor. Like the Bible says, it says, love thy neighbor as you love thyself.
100%.
So I wear this hat because it signifies that it's not just small people being affected, a certain demographic being affected. It affects everyone. We are all neighbors. We were all put onto this planet for a reason. And some of us, maybe our jobs are putting a silence on us. So regardless, we still want to show people that we are uniting, we are believing in each other. And so wearing the hat promotes unity.
And you mentioned that you were sort of offended by the term Nazis, that we're comparing this administration.
That's the generation.
The
I'm just saying, you're telling me that's why people wore the red hats, because of the
of the Nazi occupation. And in this particular case, in the United States, it's an authoritarian occupation, if you will. It's an authoritarian government, and we're not into that. We want to see it be a decent democracy, as it has been for 250 years.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there, but let me just say, when you say you oppose an authoritarian government and liken it to the Nazi occupation, I have a real hard time seeing those together. The Nazis rounded people up and put them in gas chambers.
Okay, and what's the difference between what ICE is doing then? Explain that to me, because that confuses me. They're rounding up people. They are taking them from their homes, and they are sending them places that their families don't even know where they're going.
Well, just
without
so you,
due process.
Just so you know, Barack Obama deported more people than Donald Trump did. So this is nothing new with Donald Trump.
No, we're not talking about being deported. That's a whole different ballgame. We're talking about how these people are being deported, how these people are being rounded.
Okay, so let me go back to why I'm offended.
Mm-hmm.
You just described what you believe is happening with ICE to what the Germans did to the Nazis. There is no parallel.
Oh.
There's zero. I mean, these people were taken by the Germans because they didn't like the fact that they were Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump, number one, has a duty, took an oath of office to protect and defend the United States of America. And he does that with law enforcement officers. And so ICE is doing what they took an oath to do in fulfilling something that is there. So I don't see the parallel at all. But let's go back to your point.
Okay.
of the comparison and the authoritarian government and what ICE is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if ICE is tracking somebody who has a deportation order, is a murderer, rapist, child predator, the worst of the worst, okay? Do you not want that person to be sent back to their country and detained?
I think that's a silly question. Of course, if there's a reason and they can prove that this person has done something that deserves deportation, absolutely. But there has to be a better system than what is happening right now. They're being cruel. They are killing people that are protesting.
Well, two people who defied the law.
How did they defy the law?
How did Liam defy the law?
Liam.
The little boy.
The five-year-old with the blue hat.
Okay, well, the Liam, unfortunately, had a dad that had a deportation order on him, was a criminal. The dad came home with the little boy, saw law enforcement, and fled. He fled. So the dad was such a knucklehead, he abandoned his five-year-old boy. The ICE guys took him because what are you going to do? Leave him on the street? And they took him to McDonald's.
Well, that's the story that you tell. I'm not so certain that that's a story that is told by everybody. So that's
about
that
Liam, you mean?
About okay. What happened to Liam.
So let's agree to disagree on Liam.
Yes, sir.
And whether he, you know, they were doing the right thing or the wrong thing. Let's deal with Renee Good.
Mm-hmm.
Renee Good had been disrupting lawful work by ICE.
How?
Well, she tracked them with her car. She was part of this ICE signal group. Wherever they were, she would go. And this happened for weeks before this incident happened.
Is that illegal?
It is,
to track them.
Well, to go, when she put her car in the middle of the street and is trying to impede law, that's illegal. You can't do that.
But cars got around her.
Well, you can't block a road, Cheryl.
But she didn't block a road.
She did. That's where she was shot.
That is correct. That's where she was shot. But if you see the footage, you see other cars going around her car.
Because they have to. Yeah, they have to. They're going around some are law enforcement. What else are they going to do? They have to go around her. But again, she was asked to get out of the car. She didn't get out of the car. So that is the first deadly decision after breaking the law by impeding an investigation. And then in the moment where one of these officers that had been hit by a car before is understandably going to see that as a weapon in that vehicle, they have rules of engagement. They didn't randomly kill Renee Good because they didn't like she... You don't agree?
Oh, no, I don't agree. I'm telling you, as a woman, I grew up in Minneapolis. I was born and raised in Golden Valley. I went to the University of Minnesota. And if I was taught that if I'm being followed and there's an unidentified car following me and some man that I don't recognize and he has absolutely no identification on him and he says to me, get out of the car, I'm not getting out of the car. If you came up to my car and said, get out of the car, you look just like anybody else. You look, if you had a mask on, you'd look like an ICE agent. You think I'm going to get out of the car?